Let's talk branding. What's your personal brand? Do you have one? Do you need one? Do you want one? My next guest comes to the rescue. Kristen Hartnagle, founding member and personal brand strategist with Brand Builders Group, creator of the Peace Purpose Power podcast dedicated to helping, well, people free their imagination and ignite their souls. Let's talk about how you spend your day and why be branded. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you. Founding team member of Brand Builders Group. I think you're a relatively new company. Tell me about the group and the local presence here.
Well, I absolutely love serving entrepreneurs and people who are trying to build their influence. It's actually a company based in Nashville, Tennessee, but we have people in Detroit, in Grand Rapids here, people in Arizona, all over. So it's really exciting. I meant to say Atlanta, not Arizona yet, but boy, we're growing.
Well, they both have warmer temperatures than us throughout the years. I guess that's the...
You got it.
Hey, why this, just off the cuff question, why is it important for you to be in this business?
To me, it is all about helping other people help more people. You know, when you're trying to develop your business, how do you get out there? How do you find your niche? How do you find the people who are going to be your customers and clients? So it's important to me just because it is so rewarding to help people help more people.
I'll be blunt with the next question. What's it mean to build a personal brand?
You know, it actually is all about how to become the go-to person in your space. How do you let the people that you serve know about who you are and why should they work with you over anybody else that's out there? So can we find a way to figure out what makes you, you? How do you serve in only ways you can? And how do we celebrate that uniqueness so that you can actually be a magnet and not a megaphone?
All right. I want to get even more detailed here. You talk about a reputation formula and why it matters. Expand here.
You know, a reputation formula to us means actually results times reach equals reputation. So it's all about, again, how are you serving people and what results are you getting? Are you getting testimonials? Is it your own life experience? And then who knows about it? Because you could have the best results on the planet, but if nobody knows about you, they can't do business with you. So we need to understand the results that you get and we need to expand your reach, and that helps you build a rock solid reputation.
And I want to get into the rock solid reputation here shortly, but I've heard you say, or I've read, being unskilled, I'm going to put that in quotes, is not the greatest challenge facing entrepreneurs, but it's being unsomething else. What's this all about?
You know, it's not about being unskilled so much as being unknown. Again, if people don't know about you, they can't do business with you. And I think that we, as entrepreneurs, we feel like we have to go this alone. And we feel like we have to be all things. And we want to appeal to the most number of people possible. But when we try to appeal to everybody, we end up appealing to nobody. So the key is to really become known for the people that you serve. And when you become known, that's really where your skills are going to shine.
All right. Tell us about, is it Sheehan's Wall?
Yeah. Peter Sheehan. He actually developed this philosophy, and we use it for branding, but he didn't really develop it about branding. It's the concept that when we're trying to be all things to all people, it confuses people and they don't really know it. We're not resonating with them. So all of our efforts are kind of futile. They like bounce off of the wall. But if we can super laser focus on the thing that you do in ways only you can and narrow that down so that your messaging is in clear alignment, then you break through Sheehan's Wall and you go from the unknown to the known.
Kristen Hartnagle with us, founding member, personal brand strategist with Brand Builders Group, creator of the Peace Purpose Power and Power podcast. Obviously, more on your resume. You're also a professional singer.
I am.
Oh, if I had time, I'd ask you to sing a song. and certainly part of four startups, so you certainly know your own words. So I want to go back to that rock solid reputation. Why does it matter? And tell me a characteristic or two.
You know, to have a rock solid reputation, it just is a matter of perception. To us, reputation really is what people think of when they think of you. So perception really is something that is different for each person. Like if we went to Art Prize and we were looking at a piece of art, we would not appreciate the same things. So again, we're not trying to appeal to everybody, but we need to know who are we serving. And if we know their heart and mind and we know the problem that we solve for them, if we can come from the space of the problem we solve, when we speak about that, it's going to make the hair on the back of their neck raise. They're going to get, I need you. And so that's really it, is becoming that go-to person in your space. They know that you're the one who can solve their problem.
Couple characteristics to have this reputation: patient, kind, confident?
Yeah, absolutely. So in order to build your reputation, it's really who are you being? Mm-hmm. So patience is really not a word that people are too fond of, because nobody really likes to be patient. But the idea behind patience isn't really about waiting. It's about preparing. It's about really allowing. There's an element of faith in patience. It's like trusting the unfolding rather than forcing our own agenda or expectations. So being patient is about preparing for how you serve others and really doing the work of getting to know who you serve and what their problem is. And boy, you know, just some other characteristics. It's important to be courageous. It's important to head into the storm. There's a story about the buffalo on a plane, and the buffaloes and cows. When a storm comes over the mountain range, these two species behave very differently. The cows run away from the storm. And actually, that extends their exposure to the elements, whereas the buffalo charge towards the storm so that that way the storm crosses over them and their exposure to the elements is minimalized. So when it comes to building your personal brand and doing your business, courageous is a great characteristic to have. It's like, be brave, step into your power, do what you're being called to do.
What's this brand DNA helix?
The Brand DNA Helix is a series of exercises that we take our clients through in order to help them get clear on who they are. It's all about brand identification. We have four phases when we help people build a personal brand. And in phase one, this Brand DNA Helix walks through, what problem do you solve? And at first blush, that may seem super easy, but people typically list off a bunch of benefits, and that's not really the problem. We want to come from the space of what are people struggling with, and how do you articulate that? The second question in the Brand DNA Helix is, what are you passionate about? Because, you know, just because you can solve a problem doesn't mean you want to build a business around it. So you want to be passionate about solving that problem. The next question in the Brand DNA Helix is, what have you researched? And this kind of gives you that credibility. It helps you become positioned as an expert or a thought leader in your space. And then we want to weigh what you have researched against what do you have results in. So we all know people who can talk the talk, but have they really walked the walk? So this could be your own life experience. This could be the experience of the clients that you serve. But we want to have both the results and the research. And then the fifth and sixth questions in the Brand DNA Helix is, what would people actually buy from you? So a lot of entrepreneurs might think, I'm going to be a speaker or I'm going to write a book. But have we thought of, are there any other ways to serve? Could you create an online product? Is there some kind of digital offering that would allow you to serve more people rather than your physical presence being there? And I think that's really all entrepreneurs are wanting, is how can we serve more people? So we kind of analyze the different business models that would make sense for what you're trying to develop. And then lastly, what is that business you want to be in?
Yes, a couple minutes left. Again, talking branding with Kristen Hartnagel. When deciding on a business model, you always encourage your clients to look for, is it DARES? What's this?
DARES is like an acronym. We're super heavy into acronyms. Yeah, we want to kind of think through, could this digital product, could this product that is online that doesn't require your physical presence be digital? Mm-hmm. Can it be automated? Can it be recurring, evergreen, and scalable? So that's our DARES acronym, digital, automated, recurring, evergreen, and scalable. And we want to help people develop that.
Yes. Again, I mentioned your work with your company itself, you also doing professional speaking, personal brand strategist, and singer. What else would you like to leave us with, Kristen?
Well, I guess I would just say that to be a brand new company, to have hit $1 million in our first 10 months speaks volumes about the kind of people who are drawn to us. It's not only like I worked with a country music star and, we have definitely authors and speakers.
Garth Brooks?
Actually, Brett Kissel, who is a 2019 Country Music Album Award winner in Canada. So he's a Canadian country music star. And people who are in fitness, people who are just trying to take their own business to that next level. And it's a really exciting process. It's really about the strategy to make your business monetizable and how do you capture that audience and do good by them.
Do you work one-on-one, face-to-face, or do you work online business-wise?
Luckily, it's an international business, so I do meet face-to-face with people. We can spend 2 full days together and knock out a whole phase of our 4-phase brand strategy to help you get going. But we also do have like digital virtual meetings. I meet with people from Australia over Zoom. So it's whatever works from wherever people are.
And you'd have to sync your watches on that. In Australia, you're probably, clients are probably sleeping.
I'd rather go to Australia and work with them in person, wouldn't you?
Well, be careful what you wish for, right? All right, Kristen, thank you for this reminder that the brand is important throughout the many phases of our life. And you, founding member, personal brand strategist with Brand Builders Group. How do we find out more information?
Well, we do have a website. It is thebrandbuildersgroup.com. But if anybody out there would like a free short video series, we call it First Steps to Famous. It's all about the personal branding journey. They could just send an email to buildyourbrandwithkristen, and that's KRISTEN, buildyourbrandwithkristen@gmail.com, and that'll get them signed up for that free video series.
You can make me famous?
You got it.
All right. Thanks to you, Kristen. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.